With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senate has given final approval to a bipartisan plan that funds federal operations and disaster aid. President Biden has signed it into law. The move averts a temporary government shutdown until mid-March. Alaska GOP Senator Dan Sullivan not pleased with the package.
This is the frustration of these behind-the-door deals that are negotiated with just the leadership. You get them at the last minute, usually bumping up against a holiday or a government shutdown. 1,500 pages this time, and it's just not the way to run the government.
That measure, by the way, adds $100 billion in disaster aid and $10 billion in assistance to farmers. Also at SRNnews.com, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer blocking from quickly advancing a bill that would allow local law enforcement agencies to track drones. It ensures Congress won't act this year on the mysterious sightings that have bewildered and frightened many residents across the eastern U.S. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it's time for the Biden administration to get to the bottom of this controversy.
Most of these drones are probably hobbyists or pranksters or innocent explanation, but the next time it could be one carrying sarin or VX, or it could be collecting, using sensitive technology to collect signals from around military bases.
Cotton was appearing on the Salem Radio Network. The death toll in that attack on a busy Christmas market in Germany has risen to 5, more than 200 people injured. And 30 people are dead in a crash between a bus and a large truck in Brazil. This is SRN News. Well, most Americans fear enemies from within.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 70% of voting adults believe that, quote, the biggest dangers we face are not from outsiders, but from those living among us who want to destroy our country. 73% of Americans feel that way, as do 69% of Democrats and 65% of independents. Meanwhile, high percentages of both parties believe the other party poses a serious threat to the country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An appeals court in Louisiana ruling NASDAQ cannot require diversity on the boards of companies that list on the exchange. That decision comes more than 3 years after the Biden team's Security and Exchange Commission approved NASDAQ's effort to force companies to place much greater numbers of homosexuals, women, and racial minorities on their boards. This is SRN News. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy has a wish list for the incoming Trump administration.
This includes oil and gas exploration in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and reversing restrictions on logging and road building. Dunleavy has asked President-elect Trump to issue a state-specific executive order aimed at achieving those goals and others. Along with other Republican political leaders in the state, he has expressed excitement about Mr. Trump's return to the White House and sees him as being much more friendly to resource development in Alaska than President Biden. John Scott reporting.
They are getting some help now from the government, but farmers in Georgia still reeling more than 2 months after Hurricane Helene blew away cotton, destroyed squash and cucumbers, uprooted pecan trees and timber. Agribusinesses in southern states are really suffering now. More details at SRNnews.com.